Dave Wilcox joins us on Sports Byline, the Hall of Fame linebacker who played his entire 11-year career with the 49ers. He played in 7 Pro Bowls and was an All-Pro 5 times. And this is the thing that blows me away. He missed only 1 game during his career because of injury. And I want to talk to you about that in just a second, Dave. But you grew up in Oregon. Take me back and tell me what it was like growing up in rural Oregon.
I grew up in eastern Oregon in a place called Vail, which is about 75 miles from Boise, Idaho. My parents moved out from Oklahoma in 1936 and homesteaded this place. I had 6 brothers and 1 sister. There was 4 brothers that were born in Oklahoma, and my sister and the 3 other boys were Oregonians. And we lived 10 miles from town. If you wanted to eat, you got up and did your chores. That was important. My 8th grade class, there was 8 kids. But we were 10-mile. That was in Willow Creek grade school. And we had 2 classes in each room. I don't know how many was in the 7th grade, but couldn't have been too many. And then went to Vail High School. While I was in Vail High School, we won the state championship twice, finished 2nd once, and finished 4th once.
That's when football came into your life. Was it a smaller squad playing football, or was it 11-man squad?
Oh, we had 11 men. And actually, I graduated from high school in 1960. I think it started about 1948. Vail started winning football games, and we were playing 11-man football. And when I was in high school, 1956 to 1960, we were classified as A2, which was the 2nd biggest school. The biggest school was A1. And the team that used to win all the A1 championships was in Jefferson in Portland, and they had a guy named Mel Renfro. And so anyhow, we wanted to keep up with the Renfros and the Jeffersons, and we decided to win. But anyhow, growing up in a small community like that was just incredible. And we had chores, like I said, and we laugh about this all the time too. Where I grew up, I had a brother that was blind. He raised German Shorthair bird dogs. And we used to go pheasant hunting, and during football season, somebody out where we lived had a car, I guess, or a pickup. And we would take our shotguns to school with us, and after football practice, we'd drive home, and there was this gravel road we'd drive around, and my neighbor would drive us around, and we'd shoot pheasants on the way home. But while the pickup's at school, the shotguns are hanging in the back window with the keys in the pickup. So things have changed a little bit.
I would say so. Were you a big kid on that football team? Because I know your stature today, and I was just wondering, were you big at a young age?
Yeah, I guess. I think when I was in high school, I weighed about 210. I was 6'3". My whole family, I had, like I said, I got to count my brothers here, but there was 4 brothers. I had 1 brother was 6'5". He played with Philadelphia Eagles in 1960. And then I had a couple other brothers who were big people. My mother was a big lady. My sister is 6 feet tall. So we come from a big family.
You played a couple of years at JC ball, and then you transferred to the University of Oregon. You also had a brother that played in Oregon, and he played on Oregon's 1957 Rose Bowl team as well. Were you real comfortable, or did you have a chance to go someplace else and play your college ball those last 2 years?
I had offers from USC, Washington, Utah, Colorado. I forget all the schools. But my brother John actually went to the one you're talking about, went to University of Oregon in 1956 as a freshman. And he struggled a little bit and came back and went to Boise Junior College, and then he went back to University of Oregon. And I'll tell you about Boise Junior College here in just a second. But anyhow, I thought, you know, I better go to junior college first because I don't necessarily want to transfer like my brother did. But my brother was great play. He played in a Shrine game, played at Oregon, and then he played with Eagles for 1 year and decided he didn't want to live in Philadelphia, so became a coach. But anyhow, last year, in about 2 weeks from I think it's the 10th of March, last year my brothers and a bunch of other people showed up at Boise at this birthday party for a guy named Lyle Smith. He was 100, and he was our coach. And we went over and had a birthday party for him. I just talked to him last week. He would be 101. And he says, it's tough to get around now. The guy's an incredible man. And one of the things through my whole career, I had great coaches. In high school, we had great coaches. Fundamentals, we didn't have a lot of plays. We just ran him really well. And in junior college, the same thing. And then when I was at the University of Oregon, we had some pretty good athletes. There again, a guy named Mel Renfro and Bob Berry and those guys. So anyhow, I'm kind of lucky to hang out with the right guys, and I have great coaches.
I know that you were a guard on offense and end on defense when you were at Oregon, but the thing I want to talk to you about is that most people don't remember this, but after your senior season, you played in the 1964 College All-Star Game. Now, the College All-Star Game was a game in which the College All-Stars would go up against the NFL champions. And the year before you played in 1964, the College All-Stars beat Vince Lombardi and the Green Bay Packers, who had won the NFL championship. And you played in the game in 64 where the Bears came from behind to beat the All-Stars 28-17. Tell me about that game and that experience.
I tell you what, it was after I graduated from Oregon. Well, actually, we played in the Sun Bowl, and we left after the Sun Bowl as Oregon team. I went and played in the Hula Bowl in Hawaii, came back, and then I played in the Buffalo American All-Star game or something. It was just college kids, and then we played in the game in Chicago. But that was rather unique. Playing against the Bears, you know, because we'd watch them. When I was growing up, we'd get TV, you know, like once a month, and it would show the Bears playing the Giants or somebody. So it was, and you know a lot of those guys. But it was different, and that's for sure. But we lost, I think, instead of going to training camp with the 49ers, we spent, I think, a total of 3 weeks back in Chicago. Otto Graham was our coach.
Mm-hmm.
We had a guy named Joe Don Looney, who was from Oklahoma, and he was a punter. Hal Bledsoe played at USC. Paul Krause, who played with the Vikings, of course. I think Paul Warfield was on that team.
Warfield, Charlie Taylor, Pete Beathard, and on the defensive side, Carl Eller, Mel Renfro, you, of course, and also Wally Hilgenberg.
Yes, and there was a guy named Bob Brown who was a tackle from Nebraska. I think he played in that game, too, who ended up playing with the Raiders and for a long time. So, see, as a matter of fact, I do have a picture of the Hula Bowl team, and I think there was a total of 28 players on the team, and there's five Hall of Famers in that picture. There's Warfield, Carl Eller, myself, Paul Krause, and I believe Mel Renfro.
You know, you guys led that game 10-7 at the half, and, of course, that was against the Chicago Bears, and Papa Hallis was the coach over there. And after what had happened the year before, which was only the, I think, the eighth or ninth time that the All-Stars, College All-Stars, had beaten the NFL pros, there was a lot of pressure on the Chicago Bears.
I know, and I can't remember all the players. Well, Ed Ditka was playing, I'm sure.
Right.
And was Eddie Wade, Bukic, who were the quarterbacks? I'm trying to remember.
Wade was the quarterback.
Okay. And I'm trying to think of the linebackers who they had.
Well, Nitschke was with Green Bay at that time, and I would assume that he probably played in that game as well. He was hurt the year before.
Oh, probably, yeah. Okay. It's kind of – that's a couple of years ago. I'm kind of hard to remember all that stuff.
And, you know, there was always 65,000 people on hand to watch that game.
Yeah, and we played in Soldier Field at the time. And then, because when I was with the 49ers, we used to play at Wrigley Field.
Mm-hmm.
And and well, most of the field. The field included part of each dugout, and then they'd put the plywood over the dugout. So when you ran at St. Wrigley Field, if a guy ran a pattern too deep in the end zone, he'd run and fall in the dugout. So anyhow, that was interesting. And also, when we played at Wrigley Field, I'm getting off base here, but the teams were on the same side of the field. I mean, you know, the Bears were supposed to stay on one half, and we stayed on the other half.
Hold on just a second, Dave. Dave Wilcox is with us, Hall of Fame linebacker who played his entire 11-year career with the San Francisco 49ers, played in 7 Pro Bowls, and was also an All-Pro 5 times. We'll talk about his career with the 49ers and the NFL as we continue across the country and around the world on Sports Byline.